آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تواني نور. الحمد لله وذا الفضل and the كرم of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We discuss another صحابي of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحان الله. We were discussing those صحابة كرام رضي الله عنهم who came into Islam from Judaism and Christianity. So they were the Ahlul Kitab, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them about the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly described in their books. That's why, interestingly, when Muslims arrived in Medina Munawwara, Muslims faced Baytul Maqdis. And this was to confirm and conform with what they knew in their books already. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this hadith is Musnad al-Imam Ahmad. Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim. I am the prayer, the fulfillment of the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And I am the good news, the herald of good news given by Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Mubushra Isa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the fulfillment of the good news given by Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam gave good news concerning the arrival of the final Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's an amazing report in Bayhaqi's kitab from Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma that Al-Jarud radiallahu anhu, remember this sahabi, Jarud bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu said that he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he took a qasam, وَالَّذِي بَعْتَكَ بِالْحَقِّ, by the qasam of that being who sent you with truth. I studied your description in the Injil clearly. وَلَقَدْ بَشَّرَ بِكَ إِبْنُ الْبَتُولِ, the son of the Virgin Mary gave glad tidings about you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mashallah, this great sahabi Al-Jarud radiallahu anhu studied the truth and accepted the truth. Bayhaqi also reports from Wahab bin Munabbih rahimahullah that Allah revealed wahi to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam in his Psalms. O Dawood, innahu sayati min ba'dika nabiyyun ismuhu Ahmad wa Muhammad. Verily, after you will come a nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam whose name will be Ahmad and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A nabi who will be true. A nabi who will never upset me. La aghdabu alayhi abada wa la ya'sini abada. I'll never get upset with him. He would never defy me. I have forgiven him beforehand. وَقَدْ خَفَرْتُ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. And his ummah will receive my special blessings. I will grant them the nafil, supererogatory prayers, similar to that which what I gave anbiya, مِثْلُ مَا أَعْطَيْتُ الْأَنْبِيَا. And I would stipulate faraid, injunctions upon them, like my injunctions and commands upon the anbiya alayhimu salam, until they will come to me on judgment day, and their nur will be like the nur of anbiya. وَفْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْفَرَائِضُ الَّتِي افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالرُّسُلُ حَتَّى يَأْتُونِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَنُورُهُمْ مِثْلُ نُورِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And I have commanded them to bath from major impurity, like I have commanded anbiya. I have commanded them to perform hajj, like anbiya alayhimu salam. I have commanded them to strive for me. So this is beforehand. Allah has decreed to command them. So I will command them definitely to strive for me like Anbiya alayhimu salam. O Dawood, I have given virtue and superiority to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah over all other nations. Ya Dawood, inni faddaltu Muhammadan wa ummatahu ala al-umami kullihim. In Tabrani, Abu Nu'aym ibn Asakir from Faltan bin Asim radiyallahu anhu. He says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man comes to him. He was a scholar from the people of the book. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, have you studied the Torah? He said, indeed. Have you studied the Injil? He said, yes. He answered in the affirmative. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him on oath, do you find me described in the Torah, in the Injil? He said, we find a description similar to your description and your appearance and your coming into this world. And we were hoping that final Nabi will be from our people, our nation. But when you came, our fear was you would be the chosen one. And we didn't want that. But when we analyzed it closely, it is not you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why would you say it's not me? He said, everything in the books coincide with you, verbatim, perfectly, ditto. But with him will be 70,000 people upon whom would be no reckoning and no punishment. And your men are very, very few. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah in whose hand is my soul, it is me who is referred to in your books. And with me is an ummah. And there will be from them those who would not have reckoning, not only 7,000, but 7,000 and 70,000 and 70,000, meaning many, many of my ummah, not only 70,000. Another very interesting report is that of another Sahabi of Rasulullah, but being a rabbi prior to his Islam, he heard from Ibn al-Hayyiban, we just mentioned him, prophecies concerning Rasulullah. Ibn al-Hayyiban actually left the lands of Sham and came to the lands of Medina Munawwara, known at that time as Yathrib, because he had a vast, deep understanding of the Torah. So Zayd bin Sa'ana would wonder, the man left the lands of Sham, basically the lands of milk and honey, to come to this desert land. So he asked him, what makes you leave those lands to come to these lands here? ما الذي حملك على أن تترك ديار الشام? That the holy books speak of beautiful lands of perfect weather and sweet water, beautiful gardens, abundance of produce. What stops you from being there? Were you stopped from practicing your faith there? The rabbi responded, the lands of Sham, the Levant, is as you have described in beauty and excellence. But the problem is, why I have come is due to the arrival of such a great Nabi whose time has come. And these are the lands where he will migrate to. And this is the land that will be the point from where his dawat, his effort, his herald, his message will reach the four corners of the world. So Zayd asked him, are you referring to the Arab prophet who we find described in our books that we give glad tidings of or concerning to our children and offspring? He says, that's who I'm referring to. And he kept on speaking about the signs of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we continue with this report, there's an amazing report. It's also in the Hayat al-Sahaba, where one of the Arab tribes came to this Jewish rabbi after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam met them in the Meccan stage, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would invite the mushrikeen to Islam. And one of these tribes, on their return, went to meet the Jewish rabbis. And this one Jewish rabbi gave them good counsel that, yes, the one who you saw and you described to me is clearly enshrined in our books, and you all were to follow him. The right thing was to accept him and join him. So this Sahabi says, I looked to my friends to say, let's return. They were not prepared to do so. But this Jewish rabbi gave us good counsel. The report is so interesting. Sumi'a inda mawtihi yatashahad. On his dying bed, Allah gave him tawfiq to utter the kalima. This is the beauty of the mercy of Allah. Look at Allah's kindness and Allah's mercy. That Jewish rabbi gave good counsel to the Arab tribes, and Allah gave him tawfiq. Allah sent an angel on his deathbed to help him read the kalima. This is the mercy of Allah. Like we've heard a beautiful incident that happened in the lands of India, where a man was heard from Hinduism uttering the kalima on his deathbed, and he passed on with Islam. And people studied his life, that what prompted him, being a staunch Hindu, and they find that he had a lot of respect for Islam and the Muslims and the Quran Kareem, and especially the month of Ramadan. That on one occasion, when he saw his child eat food openly in the month of Ramadan in the presence of Muslims, he reprimanded his child, saying, how dare you disrespect this holy month of Ramadan? Due to respect, Allah enabled that individual to utter the kalima on his deathbed. This report is interesting. This Jewish rabbi uttered the kalima on his deathbed. I'll never forget an incident of a jamaat that came from Raiwind, but they had come via Brazil. They spent months in Brazil, and finally they reached the Amazon jungle, and they made effort there for months, and they were looking for Muslims. And subhanAllah, Allah reward them the way they go out of their way to find one Muslim. And so many people's iman gets preserved through their efforts. That's why to remind the Muslim is so pertinent for us to protect our iman and make an effort for humanity to protect their iman. This jamaat reached a family. One family was Muslim, and they were an isolated family. So they asked the old lady, how did you embrace Islam and all your children and grandchildren? She said, I saw a dream. And in my dream years ago, I saw people like you. And I was called to the Kalima and I uttered the Kalima. And I had no one to teach me prayer. They said, how do you know prayer then? So she said, in my dream, I was taught how to make salah. So Allah gives people hidayah in so amazing, mysterious ways. Allah is the giver of hidayah. So Hazrat Zayd says, this Ibn al-Hibban inspired me. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrived in Medina Munawwara. When he arrived, he found that the Jewish community had so much of hatred for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, similar to what we described and discussed under the incident of Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, and also similar to what Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Safiya binti Huyay radiallahu anhu uttered about her own father and uncle. So Zayd was really astonished that the man sallallahu alaihi wasallam who's described so clearly in our books, but our people turn against him with such contempt. Why? Due to hatred and racism? But then he said, I wanted to study him thoroughly and properly and verify. And I studied him and I watched him, and every sign of prophethood enshrined in our books was clear and glaring in him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His appearance, his ambiance, his smile, his descriptions. He says, but there was certain descriptions that could not be seen physically but had to be experienced. And what was that? His level of forbearance and tolerance would overwhelm the ignorance of others. And people's ignorance would only increase him in generosity and kindness and approachability. So he says, I looked for opportunities to test these accolades out. And he says there was one occasion where some people had embraced Islam and they were in poverty. So someone came to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for assistance, send to them some contributions so that they don't lose their iman. Even though when giving people da'wah, there's no promise that they would become rich due to becoming Muslim. But yes, it's nice to make people's ikram, to also help them sweeten their iman. It's also permissible to do that. But actually sometimes it can backfire to tell people, no, you know, you'll get this or that. Then they're only becoming Muslim for pleasures and luxuries. But in this case, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted to send for them and make their ikram. So Zayd offered to borrow. And he borrowed the amount, and we discussed this. And prior to the month end arriving, where the amount owed to Zayd was due, Zayd comes in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in public, all the Sahaba kiram, and he tongue lashed our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, disrespecting, discarding, disregarding our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's position and status. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was silent and heard him out, but Sahaba couldn't bear it. Hazrat Umar was about to pounce on him. His eyes were spinning like a spinning orbit, and he was going to finish off Zayd. Allah's beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped Umar. Umar, leave him. You should advise me to be more prompt in payment, and advised him to be more kind in his demand. Umar, his amount is ready. Take him to this certain farm. His amount is ready there. Give him that amount that's there and give him 20 large measures, 20 mithqals extra for what you did. Anyway, Hazrat Umar was very upset with this individual. But as he was paying him and he gave him the extra, the man asked, what is this, Umar? He said, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded me to give this to you because of the way I reacted. But why did you treat Allah's Nabi like that? So Zayd then said, now he basically revealed his actual intent. He says, do you know who I am? He says, no. He said, I'm Zayd bin Sa'na. He said, I've heard of you. But how could you treat Allah's Nabi like that? He says, this was an examination, Umar, radiallahu anhu. I found every description of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so apparent as enshrined in our books, but his one quality had to be experienced. His overwhelming forbearance and kindness and mercies. Oh Umar, bear witness that I testify Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And my wealth is given in the path of Allah. A great portion of my wealth, shatra mali, a great portion of my wealth is in the path of Allah for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Umar brings him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was elated by what he saw, and Zayd then uttered the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mashallah, there are so many like this who from such a background became from the best of people. Subhanallah. Allah give us tawfiq to value the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And mashallah, everyone has the potential. Everyone has potential, mashallah. Spread the deen, spread the word of deen, spread the truth to humanity. Do not hoard it for ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.